couch potatoes across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. Today's show, we're going to be looking at Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, The Secret Life of Pets, Wiener Dog, Cell, and Zero Days. I'll also be talking about some news, the trailer park, box office predictions, and of course, the home cinema roundup. But first, if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at fatguys@fatguysatthemovies.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at fatguysatthemovies.com or facebook.com/fatguysatthemovies. And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/KevinCarr.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
For me, it was a bit of a slow news week, and I think a lot of the reason for that is because we had 4th of July fall on a Monday, so pretty much the entire industry takes off. But there are a couple little things that popped up that I find kind of interesting. The first one is there are people up in arms over the cover story on Vanity Fair. I think it's in the Australian edition. But it's a cover story on Vanity Fair. It's an interview with Margot Robbie that apparently people are upset because they're calling it a lecherous interview, or just basically the guys doing the whole female gaze the entire time through the and not treating her like a real artist, not treating her like a real person, but objectifying her and being a Lothario through the entire interview. First of all, just look at the front cover. It's Margot Robbie in her underwear, which I have nothing wrong with. I am a big fan of Margot Robbie in her underwear. But that's what sells this magazine. I find it amazing. People are like, oh, isn't this terrible? Isn't they're demeaning to women, and we need more female journalists. Okay, let's just put on the brakes here for a second. First of all, this did not happen in a vacuum, and this did not happen because of misogyny of the journalistic people involved. This has 100% to do with people buying the issue. You put Margot Robbie in her underwear on any issue, it could be the Financial Times, and you're going to sell more copies. Second of all, it's Vanity Fair. Now, I know Vanity Fair has had a couple feathers in their cap in terms of political reporting and cultural reporting, but ultimately, it's essentially a high society magazine. It is like Harper's Bazaar. They're steeped in the fashion industry. So when you have an attractive young woman who's a rising star, you're going to get a story that's going to be talking about how attractive she is. That's what sells the magazine. What sells the magazine is not going to be Margot Robbie's thoughts on Brexit or Margot Robbie's thoughts on Black Lives Matter. Just look at Tarzan from last week. She was just a damsel in distress. She was just there to look pretty. And if you look back at when she did Focus earlier this year, she was just there to be a pretty face. She did a good job, but even in like Wolf of Wall Street, it wasn't exactly a powerhouse acting job. She was just drop dead, knock your teeth out gorgeous. This is how you get noticed when you're in your 20s and you're in Hollywood. And this has never not been how you get noticed. And in reality, that's also how you get noticed if you're a guy. You're either an absurd fool or you're a good looking guy. You know what? Honestly, if Zac Efron were profiled, he's got a movie coming out this week, so if Zac Efron were profiled on the cover of Vanity Fair, don't you think he'd get the exact same questions? This is the industry. It's sort of like when, you know, was it Glamour, they had Mila Kunis on the cover, and she's like, oh, I took it with no makeup. No, she took, you look at the cover, she has makeup on. She has makeup on, and they did a ton of Photoshop. I mean, look, Mila Kunis is a good-looking dame, but I imagine her waking up in the morning, she probably looks a little bit crazy, as we all do. The next piece of news that I thought was interesting is it came out, it was just dropped by, I think John Cho dropped this, is he came out and announced, I'm sure planned through the studio, to point out that Sulu, the character of Sulu in the new Star Trek movie, is gay, and apparently in the movie he has a husband and or a boyfriend or something, and has a relationship. And they bring that out in the movie, and people went crazy over this in a different way than they did the Margot Robbie story, but they're like, oh, isn't this great, you know, you know, equality, which is great. I have gay friends. I have a lot of respect for people in the gay community. I'm not going to demean the gay community here, but this isn't exactly groundbreaking. I know why they did it. I mean, they did it because George Takei was the original Sulu, and he's gay. He's one of the most famous gay men on the planet. But it's not really all that groundbreaking to have Sulu be gay. Did anyone even know if Sulu was heterosexual in the original? I don't think they even address it. And the reason they don't address it is because he was just the guy who flew the ship. There's not a whole lot of depth in Sulu's character in those three seasons and then the whatever seven or eight movies he was in. That's nothing wrong with that. It's just he's a secondary character. If you really wanted to be progressive, you'd make Kirk or Spock gay. And in fact, if you really wanted to be progressive, you would have made Spock gay. Because they never point out, well, I guess there's a part where he goes into Pon Farr in the original TV show and he's taking a female mate or not taking a female mate. But he does kind of leave her for his bromance with Kirk. So if there's not a gay romance in Star Trek that's not Kirk and Spock, I don't know what is. This is still just sort of, it's kind of like throwing a bone. I mean, the problem is I think this is just spin control at this point. There's been just so much bad buzz for Star Trek with that trailer that they dropped and the motorcycles and the Beastie Boys and Rihanna that they're just saying, let's put something positive out there and get a little bit of good love from social media. And like sheep, the rest of the entire community forgets about motorcycles and Rihanna and the Beastie Boys and Justin Lin, the director, and they suddenly jump on that bandwagon. It reminds me a bit of the whole thing with Bruce Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner, the whole transition there. Bruce Jenner was a horrible kind of jerk. The entire Jenner and Kardashian family clan just makes me want to puke, and it has nothing to do with genitalia. Jenner's kind of a nut job, and a hugely insane media whore that he's distributed to his whole family. But then when the event dovetails with political correctness, he becomes, or she becomes, this champion. And I'm sorry. The publicity monster that grew out of this, I still doubt that this has a whole lot to do with identity as much as it was a piece of publicity. That's how that whole family looks at it. They're just that sleazy of a family. Again, am I calling transsexuals sleazy? No, I'm calling Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner sleazy. Because that's the family that he has presided over and she does preside over. You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That sound means it's time to roll into the trailer park. The first one I want to talk about is Sully, Clint Eastwood's new movie, opening on September 9th.
No one warned us. No one said you were going to lose both engines at a lower altitude than any jet in history. This was dual engine loss at 2,800 feet, followed by an immediate water landing with 155 souls on board. No one has ever trained for an incident like that.
Our job is to investigate how a plane ended up in the Hudson River.
This actually looks like a decent Clint Eastwood movie. His movies blow hot and cold. Some are really good. Some just are a bore. Some of them, he directs like an old man, and he's like, 58,000 years old or something? This one looks interesting because it does look like it's going to be a slow burn, and it looks like it's going to be a much better story than Flight, that turd that was brought into the Academy Awards. Tom Hanks doing the Clint Eastwood thing, I'm kind of looking forward to this one. The next one I want to talk about, real interesting, isn't really a full theatrical release, but it's The Killing Joke. And it opens for a one-night-only show in theaters across the nation, and then it goes on demand on the 26th, and the DVD Blu-ray release on August 2nd.
I've been thinking about you and me. About how this is going to end. About who will end up killing who. Perhaps you'll kill me. Perhaps I'll kill you.
Tell me what I'm doing here.
You're going mad.
Where is he?
Why aren't you laughing?
All it takes is one bad day.
This is, of course, the infamous graphic novel that was published in the 80s, in which the Joker does some pretty horrible things and pretty twisted things, too. And it kind of made news because they said, we're going to adapt this to an animated film. But it's not for kids. It's a bona fide R-rated movie. It actually got an R rating from the MPAA. And kudos to them for, because the if you've read the graphic novel, it is not at all PG. This looks interesting. It looks like they're authentically doing it, truthful to the source material. So this one I'm actually really looking forward to. That's it for this segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, let's talk about The Secret Life of Pets and Wiener Dog.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Wedding season is here. Weddings of all sizes call for smart budgeting. So as you plan the big day, keep this tip in mind.
Thoughtful lighting can create a magical wedding space and bring a whole new look to an area. To help couples stretch their wedding budget, look for lighting and decor options that you can use long after the big day. One popular trend in lighting is to string bulb lights throughout your space that are great for outdoor weddings. Many are weather and wind resistant, making them more reliable and safer than using candles. I find many of my favorite decor items like string lights at wholesale clubs. So when I'm shopping, I prefer to use my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because I earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs as well as grocery stores. I also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615.